This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Wednesday, August 19. Love one another. Our reading comes from John chapter 13. When he was gone, Jesus said, "Now the Son of Man is glorified, and God is glorified in him. If God is glorified in him, God will glorify the Son in himself, and will glorify him at once. My children, I will be with you only a little longer. You will look for me, and just as I told the Jews, so I tell you now. Where I am going, you cannot come. A new command I give you, love one another. As I have loved you, so you must love one another. By this, everyone will know that you are my disciples, if you love one another." Simon Peter asked him, "Lord, where are you going?" Jesus replied, "Where I am going, you cannot follow now, but you will follow later." Peter asked, "Lord, why can't I follow you now? I will lay down my life for you." Then Jesus answered, "Will you really lay down your life for me? Very truly I tell you, before the rooster crows, you will disown me 3 times. I've often thought I should learn to speak Spanish. I took classes in college, but my knowledge since then has faded. From time to time, I've picked up vocabulary cards or done Spanish-speaking exercises, but I've never really kept up the effort. Up to this point, I can say that I want to learn the language, but that doesn't mean much. If I really believed it was important, I'd make more of an effort and follow through so that I really do learn Spanish. In this passage, Jesus tells his disciples to love one another because by doing so, people will know they are his disciples. Jesus knows that our actions reveal our true beliefs and motivations, and he encourages his followers to live out their faith by loving one another well. Jesus understands that it doesn't do any good to preach a gospel of grace, but to have a critical spirit toward the people around us. Further, it doesn't help people to tell them that God loves them, but to ignore their various needs. We're called to truly show the love of Jesus to the people around us. And by that, they will know we really believe in God's love and his good news for the world. If we want to serve as effective disciples and point others to faith in Christ, our witness actually begins with the way we treat people. Pray with me. Father, help me to see that showing your love is essential in my witness to others. Show me how to share your love with the people you bring into my life. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.